Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Matt Miller. Today on AK, going to extremes. It's hard to imagine a person crazy enough to want to climb Denali alone in the depth of winter, but Minnesota adventurer Lonnie Dupree has tried and failed twice in the last 2 years. Earlier this month, heavy winds forced him to abandon his latest attempt and retreat back to base camp. AK's Annie Fike caught up with him before he left the state and has this story.
On Lonnie Dupree's last few days in Alaska, the weather was clear, and from a distance, Denali looked majestic and inviting. Dupree couldn't help wondering if he should have still been up there, making a push for the summit.
After you get down off a mountain like that, you keep looking back up at it going, oh, it looks like a good day to get up there. It looks like a day. But I've been looking at the winds aloft. And like yesterday was up there was minus 38 degrees with a 42 knot wind. So like the wind chill index would be like minus 100 or something, you know, some crazy number like that.
So instead, Dupree is at the Howard Johnson in downtown Anchorage, rummaging through three huge duffel bags looking for a few key pieces of gear.
Boots.
Dupree is loaning the Anchorage Museum some of the things he couldn't live without on the mountain for their upcoming exhibit on Denali. They'll display an expedition anorak, Wolverine mittens, and his prized birch wood skis.
I had them custom made wood skis.
Why wood?
Because I wanted to bring a little bit of Minnesota with me.
Like Dupree, the skis have survived some harsh conditions on the mountain. During his recent trip, the winds were especially strong and relentless. Dupree was forced to spend nearly a week in a tiny snow cave at 14,000 feet, where he filed this audio postcard.
The weather's been very fickle, and we have 50-mile-an-hour winds up here right now. So it's been supreme effort of patience to, of course, stay in this little cave for this long.
After 16 days on the mountain, with the extended weather forecast looking grim, Dupree decided to descend. But getting back down to base camp turned out to be a harrowing experience. He was blown off his feet in an area called Squirrel Hill. Then, just 3 miles from base camp, he got caught in a blizzard. At first, it didn't seem like much, but then the wind and snow picked up.
It was blowing so much snow sideways that it was suffocating to breathe. And the snow was sticking to my beard. And so, I mean, I had a sheet of ice over my face. It was hard to breathe, so I had to pick a hole in that ice so I could breathe through it. And I said, well, no big deal. I'll just dig down.
But when he started shoveling, he hit glacial ice in just 3 feet, not enough room for a solid snow cave. He stumbled to another area and found the same thing. So he made do with a cave that was so low he couldn't even take a drink from his water bottle sitting up. Exhausted from digging, he went to sleep hoping for the best.
I didn't know for sure if I was going to make it or not for a short period of time there.
But when he woke up in the middle of the night, the wind was gone and he could see the full moon shining through the thin roof of his snow cave. He resumed his descent to base camp. In less than 12 hours, Dupree went from fearing for his life to remembering why he loves these types of adventures.
It was a completely magical moment. It was like everything was in a crisp black and white photograph. It was beautiful. And it's those kind of things that are the rewards that you get for the hardships you endure up there.
Dupree has spent the last 25 years finding those rewards in remote Arctic environments, including a 4-year circumnavigation of Greenland. He documents the experiences in a new book called Life on Ice. Dupree doesn't seem like the type who could sit still long enough to write a book, but in the spring of 2002, fate intervened when he broke both of his legs falling off a roof he was working on.
As a carpenter, breaking your legs in May, the start of construction season, was a bummer. But I tried to make the most of it and looked at it optimistically and said, okay, I'm going to take this summer and write.
He pulled together his journals and photographs and started whittling down the material. Nearly 10 years later, the book is finally out. Dupree saw a copy for the first time in Talkeetna after coming down off the mountain. As for the next adventure chapter in his life, Dupree isn't sure yet, but after two winter attempts on Denali, he does know one thing.
It's doable. It's doable. But it's only doable when the wind dies down a little bit so you can actually get up there.
So does that mean you're going to try again?
Oh.
Dupree hems and haws. A week ago, fresh off the mountain, he was sure he would never go back. But he says he's already starting to forget all the hardships. For AK, I'm Annie Fite.